Welcome back to another session of The Feeling of Jazz, where we bring you some of the finest in modern stream music every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We hope you'll stick around for the next 2 hours for some swinging sounds. We'll have a little break for the news at the top of the hour, just 5-6 minutes, and then we'll be back for a second hour. Tonight we're going to highlight the jazz artistry of the modern jazz quartet. They played together for probably about 20 years, one of the longest standing working groups in the history of jazz. Included the great Mel Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, who was the musical director and arranger and composer, Percy Heath on bass, he part of the Heath family out of Philadelphia. Included Jimmy Heath and Tootie Heath, and now we have Percy Heath. And we've got Connie Kay on drums. And so we're going to survey some of the modern jazz quartet's work down through the years on various albums. These are primarily from the Prestige and Pablo labels. So let's open it up with All the Things You Are. All the Things You Are by the great modern jazz quartet comprised of Mel Jackson there on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass. Going to turn now to another one, another great working combos of all time in the history of modern mainstream jazz, and that is the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet. And here is a little thing that they did, written by Cole Porter, called I Get a Kick Out of You, and it includes, of course, Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach on drums, Harold Land on tenor sax, Richie Powell on piano, the brother of Buddy Powell, who was a great piano player also, George Morrow on bass. This is a rather swinging version of I Get a Kick Out of You, and on this particular track, there is a extended drum solo by the co-leader of the band, Max Roach.
Thank you.
great old Cole Porter tune, I Get a Kick Out of You, done by the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet, comprised of Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach on drums. You heard that long drum solo there by Max. Harold Land on tenor sax, Richie Powell on piano, and George Morrow on bass. Back to our highlight artist of the week, the Modern Jazz Quartet, or as most jazz fans say, the MJQ, comprised of John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. This is George and Ira Gershwin's Great Standard, But Not For Me. George and Ira Gershwin's Great Composition, But Not For Me, done up in a swinging style by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Now I'm going to move on to something by trumpet man Dizzy Reese. Now, Dizzy was a really great trumpet player, but he spent most of his time in Europe, so he didn't get that much attention by the United States press. But he was... really did a great job, and we're going to do one of his albums on the Blue Note label called Starbright, And along with Dizzy on trumpet, we've got Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Whitten Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is I'll Close My Eyes.
Thank you.
Dizzy Reese on trumpet leading up his quartet, then comprised of Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums, a great old standard, I'll Close My Eyes, by Dizzy Reese from his album Starbright. We're going to go back to our highlight artist, our highlight, really a highlight group for this week, and that's the Modern Jazz Quartet. And this is their version of the Sigmund Rheinberg, Oscar Hammerstein, I guess you'd call it a semi-classic, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. That is the Modern Jazz Quartet live, softly as in a morning sunrise. My notes on that particular track don't tell me where that was played, but obviously it was not in the studio, unless it was a very large studio. Okay, we're going to turn now to a multifaceted artist, Andre Previn on piano. If you see music credits for a lot of the old Warner Brothers movies, you'll see him as a musical director. And he was so good on a piano, he could drop out and not play any jazz for 3 or 4 years and decide, well, I'm going to go on the road for a while, or I think I'll cut an album, and he'll come back. He'll be just as sharp as ever. Just one of those geniuses. Well, this is Andre Previn on piano with a nice trio, drummerless trio, Joe Pass on guitar, and a great Ray Brown on bass. This is Harry Warren's standard, I Only Have Eyes for You. Thank you. nice, easy version of Harry Warren's great old ballad, I Only Have Eyes for You. Andre Previn there on piano, Joe Bass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. Okay, now we're going to move on to continue our salute to the great jazz group that worked so many years down the pike, probably about 20 years. That's the MJQ or the Modern Jazz Quartet, including Mel Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass. And this is a blues. Of course, Mel Jackson just loved the blues. He was a great blues player. This is just a straight-ahead blues by Mel called Really True Blues.
Thank you. Next, we would like to play an original composition, which is called True Blues. Thank you.
True Blues by Milt Jackson, composed by Milt Jackson. You heard Milt Jackson on vibes. Milt was a natural on the blues, and that was just a great funky down-home blues. Well, we always try to, we don't always, but quite often we try to play one Hammond B3 organ track on this show. We're going to fix that right now. We're going to do Jimmy Smith on his Hammond B3 doing Walk on the Wild Side.
We'll be right back.
B3 organ of the great Jimmy Smith, with a great big band there on Walk on the Wild Side. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour, and we're going to take a little break now for the news at the top of the hour, just 5-6 minutes. We'll be back for a quick 1 hour session here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And so we're going to close it out with a little snippet of a little something by Vince Guaraldi, which is called Cast Your Feet to the Wind.